8:14 flying through this Thursday morning rain about the area, but it should be gone. National Weather Service saying between 9 and 10 o'clock, so it's clearing up here in the CBD. Joe Lapinto joins us now, Sheriff of Jefferson Parish. How you doing, Joe?
Doing good, driving in the rain.
Yeah, I hear you. Let's talk about what's going on with this guy. What was he doing on Thomas?
Oh, lucky. I mean, we got in there. I mean, there's all kind of drugs, mostly steroids, but but a whole bunch of unknown drugs that we have to obviously test at our laboratory to figure out what they are. But mostly steroids. Looks like he was buying anabolic steroid powder and then mixing it in liquid form and then packaging it for resale and selling it around all around the country, right? And so, but a serious amount of it. I mean, you're talking about, you can see the pictures of it from what we had, but what's, not really even shown is, some of those black bags that are on the table are 2 kilograms of anabolic powder, powder that will make thousands and thousands of vials, right, on their own. So, just that powder looks like just a bag on there. But if you actually put that into a street level form, it's a ton.
How did you find out about this, Joe?
We just got some credible information that allowed us to get a search warrant for the house itself. Basically, somebody gave us information, but we're not gonna disclose where that information came from. But I mean, don't get me wrong, this was more of a lucky one, right? There's times that your cases are you're working for a long period of time, and other ones that something comes across. And in this case, it was hey, this is the information, and we acted on it, and sure enough, it was accurate.
What do we know about the guy you arrested?
I had a previous arrest back in 2018, I believe it was, for also a steroid case. So he was a convicted felon. So we end up having a bunch of different guns in the house, which are going to give him all kind of different charges. The main issue is what else is there? I mean, certainly steroids is one thing, but, you're listening to your news broadcast and talk about fentanyl and all the rest of it. We know some pills tested, like on a street level positive for MDMA, which is ecstasy. But you've got bags of pills. What's in those, right? I mean, is it a fentanyl pill? Is it a an ecstasy pill, or is it a generic Viagra, right? Yeah, I mean, who knows what it is? And I say that because the pills were blue, right?
So
who knows what it is? Now, all are legal to be able to, even though they're not all controlled, certainly it's illegal to sell them and produce them. So, we have to actually go and test each one of these different drugs that he had in there to see what's controlled, what's not, to see what's the appropriate charges.
How do you get bags of anabolic steroid powder?
Look, you can pretty much get almost everything shipped to you, right, from China, and that's the biggest problem.
But that's what I wanted to ask you about, Joe. There's no, the Postal Service, nobody tracks what people are ordering from China?
We catch certain things that come in, right? But we're not going to catch it all, right? Mm-hmm. When you've got a volume that comes through, whether it's through our airports or whether it's through shipping containers or whether it's just through regular air, certain things are going to be, tested and done, and other things aren't. I mean, you think about it. You can buy protein powder online through Amazon and have it shipped to your house. Right. And so what's the difference of a packaging, a protein powder and a anabolic steroid? Right. Mm-hmm. So you think of the amount that can get shipped around this country. Certainly we use certain canines to try to detect certain things. But the speed of commerce in our society is not going to be a failsafe. We know that. And so we're just looking to knock out a little bit at a time.
Tell me about these 3D printed guns and a 3D printed silencer or suppressor.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know the science on 3D printers, right? Mm-hmm. But certainly they're printing lower receivers of Glocks, which through a 3D printer, which basically eliminates the ability to have a serial number on it. It's highly illegal. Certainly got federal charges that will stick with those. But actual guns that have been printed with a 3D printer. And certainly with his past criminal history, significant charges to come along with it.
What are you hearing about these nitazines? And that's what the story was about on the North Shore.
Look, I mean, we are not, well, we have seen a big downtick over the last couple of years, but a slight uptick in the recent things and in recent overdoses. You know, when we're talking about one pill can kill, it's true, because you just don't know who's mixing it. Let's face it. If you mix fentanyl with a base and you mix it properly and you mix it and spread that fentanyl dose over 100 doses, you probably may only have two doses that weren't mixed completely enough and have a fatal dose, right? But the other 98 probably won't kill the average person. Even the two may not kill a drug user that's been using drugs their entire life. But if you get that one pill that is a higher dose than the other came out of that batch, right? That one pill could kill you. And we see that often, right? It doesn't mean that every person that takes fentanyl today is going to die, but they're going to die at a lot higher percentage than taking other drugs. And most drug users or drug dealers, you know, they don't care what they're putting in the system. And so they think they're taking heroin, they think they're taking cocaine, they think they're taking something else, and they're using fentanyl because they can get it at a cheaper price. It can spread out over a larger period, and they take that pill and it ends up killing them. It's an issue.
Yeah, it's not Pfizer or Merck making this stuff. They don't really care about the mixtures of how it works out, this, that, the other way. They're looking at it in bulk. And we're going to pick it up here. We come back talking to Joe LoPinto, Jefferson Parish Sheriff, 821 Traffic, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Sheriff Joe LoPinto of Jefferson Parish. Sheriff, talk about, if you will, because this guy was making some counterfeit GLP-1s, right? Allegedly,
I don't know if they're counterfeit. Certainly, he was in possession of different GLP-1s. Whether or not he was making them or not, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But certainly in possession of them, where he's buying them from somebody else that's making them, or you know, he's making himself. But I'm not 100% sure he's making them.
Here's what I'm getting at: like with one pill can kill, and it's hard to track what's coming in. It seems like from the supply side, it's a I don't know about losing battle, but it's tough, man. It's hard to keep everything from coming in. From the demand side, man, if you can approach it from that way and convince parents to talk to their children about one pill can kill, talk about the importance of that, if you will, or about people that are thinking about maybe getting drugs that aren't through a pharmacy or a licensed source, about the conditions under which these things are being manufactured.
Well, I think parents have to have that talk with their kids, right? I mean, you always grow up and you know someone that died because of something like this, right? And does it happen often in every school? No, but it happens often enough where we all know somebody that ended up dying because of this reason, right? And so having that conversation with them early on is something that's very important. If it's not coming from a pharmacy, the reality of it is you just don't know. You don't know what's in it. And it may work 10 times and it gives you no problems, and on the 11th time you never wake up. And so having those conversations early on with the kids, obviously I've got two kids in high school and I've had those same conversations, right? It's important to do so early on, letting them know you know, what the science is behind it, right? I don't think drug dealers go out to try to purposely kill their clients, right? They're profit driven. They want you to come back and buy more from them. But it's a lack of knowledge, right? And so if it's not done properly, and the dosage doesn't come out right, you're playing Russian roulette with a pill instead of a gun.
Does this steroid thing indicate a resurgence in steroids? Because I thought this was over with. I didn't think people were still doing that, but apparently that's not the case.
Well, if you looked at me lately, obviously I'm not using any steroids, but
neither me.
But the reality.
Newell, on the other hand,
I
mean, is jacked. I don't know if you've seen Newell or not, but he's definitely juicy.
You know, I mean. I mean, look, I don't know if it's a resurgence. Certainly, when you have a demand, there's certainly going to be a supply, right? And that's out there. But, you know, I don't necessarily – I mean, look, this is the largest bust that we've seen in my career in 30 years, right? I don't have a clue of how big it is nationwide, but around here, this is certainly the biggest bust we've had.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you.
Sheriff Joe LoPinto, Sheriff Jefferson Parish. We'll come back, talk to J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member, about the city sanitation system and what a potential overhaul could look like. And if you're a resident of Orleans Parish, I'd love to hear from you at 504-260-1870. You can text in your thoughts about garbage collection in Orleans Parish, what works, what doesn't. Do you think they have to charge more? Because if you heard the story we've been running, it might be in the news coming up, as a matter of fact, from the Inspector General, that, you know, the prices haven't been raised since the Landrieu administration, and certainly costs have gone up. So text me, limit what you think, 504-260-1870. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.